Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mom?
Yes?
Are you by yourself?
No, Angela's here.
Okay.
I'm actually still kind of cold.
You need to put on some
Hey, I picked up reading in Leviticus. Leviticus 13. We've been off the air for a couple of weeks, so we will continue reading. Excuse me, about the direction for sacrifices before God for forgiveness. And the book of Leviticus was written before Christ, whom is now our Lord and Savior, and Leviticus 13 is talking about leprosy. And it goes on to say, Leviticus 13, 29 is where I'm picking up at. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, if a man or woman has a sore on their head or chin, the priest must examine him. If the infection seems to be below the skin and the yellow hair found in the sore, the priest must pronounce him a leper. But if the priest's examination reveals that the spot seems to be only in the skin and that there is black hair in it, then it shall be quarantined for 7 days and examined again on the seventh day. If the spot has not spread and no yellow hair has appeared, and if the infection does not seem to be deeper than the skin, he shall shave off all the hair around the spot, and the priest shall quarantine him for another 7 days. He shall be examined again on the seventh day, and if that spot has not spread, and it appears to be no deeper than the skin, the priest shall pronounce him well. And after washing his clothes, he is free. But if later on the spot began to spread, then the priest must examine him again, and without waiting to see if the yellow hair developed, declare him a leper. But if it appears that the spreading has stopped and black hairs are found on the spot, then he is healed and is not a leper, and the priest shall declare him healed. If a man or a woman has white transparent areas in their skin, but these spots are growing dimmer, this is not leprosy, but the ordinary infection that has broken out in the skin. If a man's hair is gone, this does not make him a leper, even though he is bald. If the hair is gone from the front part of his head, he simply has a bald forehead, but this is not leprosy. However, if the baldness, there is a reddish white spot, it may be leprosy breaking out. In that case, the priest shall examine him, and if there is a reddish white lump that looks like leprosy, then he is a leper, and the priest must pronounce him such. Anyone who discovered to have leprosy must tear his clothes and let his hair grow in wild disarray and discover his upper lip and call out as he goes, "I'm a leper, I'm a leper." As long as the disease lasts, he is defiled and must live outside the camp. If the leprosy is suspected in the woolen or linen garment or fabric or a piece of the leather, if there is a greenish or reddish spot in it, probably leprosy, it must be taken to the priest to be examined. The priest will put it away for 7 days and look at it again on the seventh day. If the spot has spread, it is a contagious leprosy, and he must burn the clothes, fabrics, linen, and wooden covering or leather articles for a contagious and must be destroyed by fire. But when he examined it again on the seventh day and the spot has not spread, the priest shall order the suspected article to be washed, then isolated for 7 days. If after that time the spot has not changed its color, even though it has not spread, it is leprosy and shall be burned thoroughly. But if the priest sees that the spot has faded after washing, shall cut it out from the garment or leather, good or whatever. Sorry. It is in. However, if it then reappear, it is leprosy and must be burned. But if after washing is there is no further trouble, it can be put back into service after another washing. These are the regulations concerning leprosy in a garment or anything made of skin or leather, indicating whether to pronounce it leprosy or not. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, Angela, are you able to do a roll call?
Sure. One second here. We have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Is it Hubert?
Yes, I. Shalom, shalom. Greetings, everyone.
Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We have Mom, myself, Angela, Auntie Betty.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you all.
Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Okay, welcome. So we have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Loretta, Mom, and myself, Angela. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line.
All right, let's bow our heads. Our Father, giving you honor and praise, we seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each and every member of this family, including those not present on this line today. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels and your presence as we gather and pray together. Not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. Therefore, we know that our best defense is to put on the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flame arrows. I can't read my writing. I'm just going to say amen. Arrows of the evil
amen.
One. Amen.
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 Yeah. Bless you, Allah.
Okay. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Angela. We'll go ahead and get started with our program. I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Praise
the Lord. Thank you.
Okay, I was going to start with Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh out of my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will neither slumber nor sleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not strike thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming from. Let me start back over. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Hubert, you still just a listener tonight?
No, I'll be coming with. I'll be sharing with you all at the Book of Mark. Well, John's prepared for Jesus. Coming to these holidays we celebrate. You know, I'm thankful to the Lord that we are able to stay focused on Him, and we need to know how He's coming, and a lot we need to learn of Jesus. So, I will start with Mark 1, and go until Mark 8.
Amen.
This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and as the prophet Isaiah wrote, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. This is a voice of one who calls one out in the desert. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make the road straight for him. John was baptizing people in the desert and preaching a baptism of changing hearts and lives for the forgiveness of sins. All the people from Judea and Jerusalem was going out to him. They confessed their sins and were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made from camel hair, had a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. This is what John preached to the people. There is one coming after me who is greater than I. I am not good enough even to kneel down and unbuckle his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. May the reading of these words, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Mark. Let's see, Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from God Calling by A.J. Russell. The lesson is arm of love. You are to help to save others. Never let one day pass when you have not reached out an arm of love to someone outside your house. A note, a letter, a visit. Help in some way. Be full of joy. Joy saves. Joy cures. Joy in me, in every rare sunlight, every smile, every act of kindness, our love, every trifling service, joy. Each day do something to lift another soul out of the sin, out of the sea of sin, our disease, our doubt, into which man has fallen. I will walk today by the lakeside and call my disciples to follow me and to become fishers of men. The helping hand is needed that raises the helpless to courage, to struggle, to faith, to help, to love. Love, laugh. Love and laughter are the beckoners to faith and courage. Trust on, love on, joy on, Refuse to be downcast. Refuse to be checked in your upward climb. Love and laugh. I am with you. I bear your burdens. Cast your burden upon me, and I will sustain thee. And then, in the very lightheartedness, you turn and help another with the burden that is pressing too heavily upon him or her. How many burdens can you lighten this year? How many hearts can you cheer? How many souls can you help? And in giving, you gain. Good measure, pressed down, and running over. I, the Lord, have said it. As you do unto others, the same will be done unto you all year long. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. I will go next, and I'm reading out of Luke 2. And it's 1 through 21. About the time Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the nation, everyone was required to return to his ancestral home for this registration. And because Joseph was a member of the royal line, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the village inn. That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared among them, and the landscape shone bright with the glory of the Lord. They were badly frightened, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you the most joyful news ever announced, and it is for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord. He has been born tonight in Bethlehem. How will you recognize him? You will find a baby wrapped in a blanket, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven," they sang, "and peace on earth for all those pleasing him." When this great army of angels had returned again to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. The shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who hear the shepherd's story express astonishment, but Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and often thought about them. Then the shepherd went back again to the fields and flock, praising God for the visit of the angel and because they had seen the child just as the angel had told them. 8 days later, at the baby circumcision ceremony, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was even conceived. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of James, starting at the 16th to the 18th verse.
Amen.
"Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and coming down from the Father of light, whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begotten God, he with the word of truth that we should be a kind and first fruit of his creature. And the main of this these three sentences is about God is good all the time.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Auntie Dot, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 96, the greatest of the Lord. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonder among all people. For the Lord is great and greatness to be praised. He is to be fearless above all gods. For all the gods of the nation are idle, but the Lord made the heaven. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beautiful are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O he kindness of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord resigned, the word also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteousness. Let the heaven rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before the Lord for his coming, for the coming to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see, Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going out of Psalms 112.
Psalms what?
112.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The lungs of the wicked will come to nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see, Auntie Betty, any good news you have for the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. That we can make our own plan, but the Lord give us the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your action to the Lord, and your plan will be succeed. The Lord has made everything for his own purpose, even the wicked, for a day of disasters. The Lord detect the pride, they will surely be punished. Unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin, but fear the Lord, people avoid evil. When people live pleasing the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. Better to have little with godliness than to be rich and dishonest. We can make our plan, but the Lord determines our steps. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Loretta, could you pray for the Johnson family? Could you pray for the Johnson family? Yeah, Gary lost his brother today.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. All right. Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Reverend Allen, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, the Dix family, the Rossiter family, Marianne and family, Carlos and Noel's family, Valerie Crockett, DeMarcus, Malachi, Dwight and Tawana and family, Tony, Eric, Brian, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jesse and Dorita Verner, the Verner family, the Simmons family, Aline Holiday, the Johnson's family, the Williams family, Sister Shirley and family, Rochelle Bessler, the Boyers family, Desert Kendrick, Ruth Edwards, Angela Bryant and family, Tally and family, Lenny and family, the Moody family, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we come before you to obtain help in a time of need for healing and restoration in our body. For you say that your desire above all things is that we would be in good health. And Father God, we thank you for being the God who heals us from sickness and diseases. And Father God, we confidently speak your words over our sick and shut-in. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of the program where we honor birthdays. And I would like to go back to December 25th through January 14th. And I have Jesus down. Any other birthdays we need to recognize?
Freddie Williams, 29th.
The 29th, amen.
Michael Williams, January 4th. Sean Williams, January 24th.
January 4th?
Yes.
Okay. I had Michaela. Mm-hmm. On January 2nd, and I have her dad, Jesse, January 3rd. Any other birthdays we need to honor? 25th December through January 14th.
Eric Cody, 25th.
Eric don't have a birthday in December.
He didn't.
No, he don't. His birthday is September. Yeah.
September. Oh, okay. All right.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
SMA Simmons on the 13th of January.
SMA?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's what I have.
Yeah, but she got.
What do you have, the 27th?
No, I got a 13th.
I'm sorry?
The 13th of January.
January, okay. I'm not even sure.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't asking. I was sharing.
Oh, okay. All right. The 13th.
Okay.
Okay. Any others? Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
I surely will. Happy birthday, because we have quite a few. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings, blessings on you. Happy birthday, and may you have many, many more.
Amen. Happy birthday, many, many more. Amen, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Okay, we have reached the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or more verses from the Bible. And I will start out with Mom. Any praise report,
okay,
testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I have a poem, and God is waiting for us to say, I done all I can do. Lord, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
I found my dream and held it like tight and prayed for wings to give it flight. But yet it stayed earthbound with me because I did not set it free. Although I held it to my heart, somehow it seemed to fall apart. Oh, Lord, I cried unhappily. Why did you take my dream from me? Why didn't you take my dream from me?
Mm-hmm.
Your dream is incomplete until you lay it all at my feet. Unless you give your dream to me, it cannot find its destiny. I knew I had to let it go, for I had nothing left to show. Until my dream was in his hand, I could not see his plan so grand. At least I saw what he could do. He sharpened my broken dream anew. For dream will never find reward until we say, it's your turn, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mom, for that poem. Let's see here. Next, I will go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing tonight. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. I believe I said that again. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer is another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to give thanks to my family and God Almighty. On the 24th, New Year's Eve, I got to meet my daughter that I have never got to see. She's 22 years old now, and we had a remarkable time here in Atlanta, and it was refreshing for me and her both. And I would like to sing this song. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, there's nothing more you should need. I went to the valley to find a cure to pray. It smelled so good that I said all day, 'cause I have God in life. There's nothing more that I need. Stepped in the water. The water was cold. Killed my body, but not your soul. 'Cause I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need. Happy New Year, everyone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, song, or poem, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read a prayer from Best Love Bible Prayer book.
Man.
You are He. You are the great God. Heaven. You are the creator of life. You make the region above. You are the hunter who hunt for souls. You are the leader who goes before us. You are He who hand are with wounds. You are He who feet with wounds. You are He who blood trickles screaming. You are He who blood was spilled for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any testimony, song, or poem, or praise report you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. I will go next, and I will share with you just the first verse of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I have a poem and I have a praise report. I'm in the city of sunshine in Florida. Miami. And I'm just praising it. The weather's a little chilly here, but not like it is in Georgia. I understand they have snow in Georgia, so I'm safely here. And I thank you, praise the Lord, for being here for my son Micah's surgery. He went through it quite well, and he's back up and running now. And by the blessing of the Lord, he should report back to work, I think, on Tuesday. So we thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
The poem says, suffering redeemed. All sacrifice and all suffering is redemptive. To teach the individual to be used to raise and help others. Nothing is by chance. Divine mind and its wonder working is beyond your finite mind to understand. No detail is forgotten in my plan, already perfect. Oh, let me hear thee speaking in accent clear and still, above the storms of passion, the murmurs of self-will. Oh, speak to reassure me, to hasten our control. Oh, speak and make me listen, the guardian of my soul. Amen.
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 Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you for that beautiful poem and the praise report. Amen. Praying for Michael.
The
Amen.
Lord.
Yes. Amen. Okay. That leads me to Angela. Any praise reports? Song, a poem, a testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
I have a poem. The title of the poem is A New Year with the Lord. A new year is about to unfold with new opportunities to explore. Doors will open for new experiences, new adventures with the Lord. Remember not the former things, the things of this past year. The Lord will do new things in us, much more than we are aware. For he will make a way for us as we put our trust in him, and he will guide our every step by his presence we have within. What God has put within our hearts, we find we'll be able to do. If we look for the opportunities, we'll see the door to go through. We mustn't let anything hold us back, but rise up and take our place and be all that God wants us to be with a fresh touch of his grace. Amen?
Amen.
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 It's the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Angela. Let's see, that takes us right into our closing prayer. But if there's anything anyone wants to share before Angela comes with the closing prayer. Amen. We pray that everyone had a wonderful Christmas and a new year. We pray everyone had a blessed holiday season. And if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Before I do that, I want to go back to a special prayer for the Johnson family. Auntie Dot, what was your brother-in-law's name?
Kenneth.
Kenneth Johnson?
Yes.
All right. Well, I would like for us to take a moment of silence to recognize the loss of our family member.
Amen.
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 Ready. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. If you would bow your heads for the closing prayer. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over the airways to render powerless. This is not my closing prayer.
Okay.
Anyway, powerless and harmless any evil spirit that had to come into our presence. Prayer brings the unseen, the kingdom of God, on the scene or into our lives where we and other people need it, so God's kingdom is seen and manifested. We are here, Lord, to be a part and not a hindrance to the kingdom of God, but to set captives free. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we can't thank you enough for sending your son down here on earth to die for us. And praises will continue to be in our mouth. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week. And we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And Father God, we pray for our enemies as well. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Happy
Amen.
New Year, everyone.
Amen.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I love
you
guys.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah,
Happy New Year.
Good night. Uh-huh. Lately, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, which will caress and release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that's one word. Feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear.
Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for approving and accepting us. We ask that you reveal your love to us today so that we can share it with others. We determine in our heart, no matter what happens, we will keep moving forward with you on the path to victory. May everyone have a blessed week from the Nellums family. Good night.